Blog Talk Radio.
Reside. 6 old. I want the girl to know 65 is where I reside. I woke up Monday morning, rise and shine. I got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And I rode on. I went to Long Beach. I was walking on the strand. I saw this beautiful girl laying suntan on the sand. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She had yellow skin. I walked up to her, and to my surprise, I saw she had slanted eyes. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I asked her where she was from. She said she's from Japan. She comes to America because it's a free land. Ooh-wee, I agree with you, girl. I want to take you to South Central L.A. Walk this way to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled on. We went to L.A., South Central L.A. I went to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 6-0. I want the girls to know 65 is where I reside. We walked in the house and went to the bedroom. We started acting like the bride and groom. Ooh-wee. The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She started screaming and hollering all night long. She let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. In the morning, we rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. We went to a Japanese restaurant, and we walked in the door and went to the counter to order our food. And then I went and sat down at a booth at a table. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee. And the Asian women kind of smiled at me, and they looked and they bowed at me, and I bowed back. They bothered me again because they knew I was the Mac. My friend brought the food to my table, and she asked me if I needed anything else. And I said, no, girl, sit down and let's eat. So we ate our food, and we had a lot of fun. We talked, and we laughed, and we had a good time. And she said, I gotta go, because my sister is going to be looking for me. And I said, you're right, don't you know? So we got up and we walked outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. We went back to Long Beach, back to the Strand. I dropped her off and kissed her in the mouth. And I said, I had a good time. She said, I did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rolled on.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to what I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to talk sports. Let's talk basketball. NBA. WNBA. And college basketball. All right. Well, we had 7 games last night on Thursday night, so we're going to go over the 7 games that played last night. The first game was the Los Angeles Lakers playing the Indiana Pacers. And do we have the score of that game, DJ? Are you in the building yet?
Yes, we do have the score of that game. The Lakers beat the Pacers 112-111.
Ooh, they barely beat them. But all right, the Lakers won. So that's a win for G-Money. So I'm 1-0. Okay, what about game number 2?
Game number 2, the Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Memphis Grizzlies 128-113.
What? The Memphis Grizzlies lost to the Cleveland Cavaliers? Oh, no. I'm disappointed. Okay. Well, that's a loss for G-Buddy. So I'm 1-1 going into game number 3.
Game number 3, the New York Knicks beat the Miami Heat 106-104.
I think I bet on the Miami Heat to beat the Knicks.
Yes,
and
you did.
My memory is right. That means that's another loss for G-Money. So I'm 1-2 now going into game number 4.
Game number 4, the Chicago Bulls beat the Charlotte Hornets 114-98. I think you bet on the Hornets.
Oh, 114-98? The Bills beat the Hornets bad. Okay, well, that's a loss for G-Money. So that means I'm 1-3. So let's go to game number 5.
Game number 5, Dallas Mavericks beat the New Orleans Pelicans 111-106, and you bet on the Mavericks.
Yeah, that's a win for G-Money. So that's two wins and three losses. So let's go to game number six.
Game number six, the Denver Nuggets beat the Golden State Warriors 134 to 117. You bet on
the Nuggets.
You bet on the Nuggets, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. I bet on the Nuggets to win. So that's a win for G Money. So that makes me 3-3. So what about game number seven?
Game number seven, the Milwaukee Bucks beat the L.A. Clippers 106 to 105. And I believe you bet on the Bucks.
Yes, I did. All right. That's a win for G Money. So that's four wins and three losses in week number one for the NBA. All right. Well, now let's go through the games that are going to be played tonight and on Saturday and Sunday. I think we have, 17 games for the weekend?
There's a lot of them, that's for sure.
Yeah. So let's go through the games and see if I can do pretty good, because I was 4-3 for the first seven games of the season that I predicted. That wasn't bad. It was over 500. So some of my favorites got beat, though. I didn't understand that. They were in the top eight for the season so far with the win-loss record, and they still lost. But the Lakers were on the bottom half of the top eight, and they won. And the Clippers were in the bottom eight, but they lost. And the Miami Heat was in the top eight, but they lost. So it's interesting. Boy, this season is starting to show a difference. But the Denver Nuggets are number one in the Western Conference, and they won their game. So I expected them to win. So that's good. Okay, so I'm 4-3 going into this weekend. So let's see what's happening on Friday. What do the games look like tonight? How many games are they going to play on Friday night?
Well, there's six games today. Game number one, the Sacramento Kings play the Indiana Pacers in Indiana.
Okay, I'm going to take the Sacramento Kings for the win. What's the point?
All right.
Just to see. Do you have that available?
I'll have
or
to,
do you have to look that up.
I'll have
okay.
to look
Okay. Well, we won't worry about that right now. We'll get into the point spread later. I just want to see if I can win straight out the gate. If I can win out
giving the Pacers 1 point.
Oh, okay. Because they gave the Pacers 4 points when they played the Lakers. And the Lakers won the game. But did they cover the spread? I don't think they covered the spread. I think the Lakers only won by like 2 points.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, but they had 4 points that they gave Indiana. So the Lakers would have lost if you bet on the Lakers. So, okay. So let's not look at the spread right now. Let's see if we can just win the games head up. Let me see if I can pick some head up winners. Because we know the top eight, the top 10 teams in the East, we went over that the other day, and the top 10 teams in the East and the Western Conference. So anybody that's not in the top 10, I'm betting to lose against any of the top 10 teams. So that's kind of my strategy right now. Okay, so I ended up 4-3 my first attempt. So over 500, but that wasn't bad. I only lost 3 games out of the top 10 bets that I made. All right, so let's see. We got 6 games today on Friday. So what are the games? Let's go with game number 1.
Well, we just did game number 1. That was the Kings and the Pacers. Game number 2, Charlotte Hornets are playing. The Charlotte Hornets are playing the Detroit Pistons, and in Detroit.
Okay.
And
well,
you want to know the spread on that game? They're giving the. They're giving.
I don't want to know.
They're giving the Hornets 1 point. Oh, okay.
Yeah, because the Hornets aren't in the top 10, and the Pistons are at the bottom of the league. So they're in last place. No, they're in second to last place. The Chicago Bulls are in last place. Okay, so let's see. Okay, so I'll pick Charlotte to beat the Detroit Pistons. So I'm going to take the Charlotte Hornets for the win.
All right. Game number 3 today, the Portland Trailblazers are playing the Washington Wizards in Washington, in D.C.
Okay. I'm going to take Portland for the win.
All right. Trailblazers for the win. Game number 4, the Phoenix Suns are playing the Boston Celtics in Boston.
Oh, that should be a good one. But I'm going to take the Boston Celtics to beat Phoenix in that game. Where are they playing?
In Boston.
In Boston, okay. I'm going to take Boston for the win.
All right. Game number 5, Orlando Magic is playing the Timberwolves in Minnesota.
Okay. I don't remember where the Timberwolves are played, but the Orlando Magic.
Minnesota. Minnesota.
Oh, they're playing in Minnesota? That's the Timberwolves, huh?
Right.
But I don't know where they were in the top 10 when we went through the top 10 teams for the West.
You don't know where they are in the
world. Yeah, so I don't want to know. So I'm going to take the Orlando Magic to beat the Timberwolves.
All right. Game number 6, Philadelphia 76ers are playing the San Antonio Spurs in San Antonio.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take Philadelphia 76ers to beat San Antonio in San Antonio. So I'm going to take the 76ers for the win.
All right.
Okay, so that should be the first 6 for Friday's game. Now let's go to Saturday's game.
Actually, you know what? There's two more games today. The The Toronto Raptors are playing the Houston Rockets in Houston.
Okay. Let's see, Toronto wasn't in the top 10, and neither was the Houston Rockets. So I'm going to have to take a guess and see which team is a better team. I'm going to take the Toronto Raptors over Houston. And they're playing in Toronto, or they're playing in Houston?
Playing in Houston.
Oh. Okay. Well, I'm going to still take the Toronto Raptors to beat Houston. Yeah, Toronto had a better season last year than Houston did, so I'm thinking Toronto's going to be a better team. So I'm going to take Toronto for the win over Houston.
All right. And the last game today is the Atlanta Hawks playing the Utah Jazz in Utah.
Okay. I'm going to take Utah for the win against the Atlanta Hawks. I'm going to take Utah Jazz for the win.
All right. So that's it for today.
That's eight games on Friday. Okay. So let's go to Saturday's game. See how many games are played on Saturday.
All right. Tomorrow we have nine games.
Nine games on Saturday.
Yep. Starts off with the Lakers and the Pelicans.
Okay. Where are they playing?
In New Orleans.
Okay. I think I'm going to take the Pelicans for the win.
All right.
Even though the Pelicans went in the top 10. So I'm thinking the Pelicans, I don't know. Between the Pelicans and the Lakers, I don't know. But I'm going to take Pelicans because they're playing in New Orleans. So we'll see if that makes a difference. Okay.
All right.
So
next up, the Washington Wizards play the Brooklyn Nets in Brooklyn.
I'm going to take the Brooklyn Nets for the win.
All right.
This Brooklyn is the team from the Washington Wizards. Okay.
Okay. Game number four is the Phoenix Suns playing Detroit Pistons in Detroit.
The Phoenix Suns for the win. Yeah, they should beat Detroit. They have a better record than Detroit does. So I'm going to take Phoenix for the win.
All right, Phoenix Suns for the win. Game number five, Portland Trail Blazers are playing the Chicago Bulls in Chicago.
Oh, I'm taking Portland for the win against the Chicago Bulls. And they're playing in Portland, too? Okay, yeah, I'm going to take
Chicago.
Portland for the win. Oh, they're playing
in
Chicago? Okay, well, I'm going to still take Portland for the win because they have a better record than Chicago does. So it's still early in the season, so some of the teams probably aren't going to turn around until the middle of the season. That's my prediction, people listening to the radio show. I'm predicting on the top 10 versus everybody else. So I'm going with the records that I already know that has put them in position to be in the top 10 of the Eastern Conference and the top 10 of the Western Conference. So that's how I'm making my decision. And I'm not even looking at the point spread. I'm just taking the win-loss record versus the the win-loss record of the other team. So that's how I'm picking for the winners for this first round, for the first few days that we're doing NBA. Okay, people, if you're following my pick, that's what I'm doing. So, okay. So let's go to the next game. This is game number 4 on Saturday.
Game number 6 on Saturday. Houston Rockets playing Oklahoma City Thunder.
Okay. Now that's another thing. Houston just played on Friday night, and now they're playing on Saturday night. They might be a little tired. So that's another thing that I'm thinking about when I'm picking the winners of the game. I know these athletes are supposed to be in excellent shape. They're supposed to be able to run the court 2 and 3 days in a row. But, you know, running that 90-foot court will be tiring, especially if they're starters and they're running the whole game. So that's another consideration that I'm making for my picks here. Okay, so Houston just played somebody. And they're playing again today on Saturday. And who are they playing?
The Oklahoma City Thunder.
Oklahoma. They weren't even on the radar for the top 10. So I don't know what their record is. But I know Houston wasn't in the top 10 either. So it's going to be a guess. I'm going to pick Houston over Oklahoma for the win.
Okay, Houston Rockets. Game number 7, the Miami Heat playing the Milwaukee Bucks.
Okay, both of them played yesterday. But Milwaukee won. Actually, Milwaukee played on Thursday. So they won on Thursday night. So I think Milwaukee is the better team because I think they're number 2 in the Eastern Conference. They're right behind the Boston Celtics. So I'm going to take Milwaukee for the win. Against who are they playing?
They're playing the Miami Heat.
Oh, Miami played Thursday too, huh? All right. Well, I'm going to take the Milwaukee Bucks for the win because they have a better record than the Houston Rockets? Are they playing the Houston Rockets or Miami Heat?
The Miami Heat is playing the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, okay. So I'm taking the Milwaukee Bucks for the win over the Miami Heat.
Okay.
Milwaukee Bucks for the win over the Heat.
All right. Game number 8, the Dallas Mavericks are playing the Golden State Warriors in San Francisco, where the Warriors play.
Okay. Well, Dallas seems to be in good shape. They have a better record than the Golden State Warriors. But the Golden State Warriors are the defending world champions. So I can't take their credit away, even though this game was the championship game last year to decide who was going to play for the Western Conference champion. It was Golden State against the Dallas Mavericks. So Golden State beat Dallas 4 out of 7 games last year. So that's the past. But I'm still thinking that Golden State has a better team than the Dallas Mavericks. But the Dallas Mavericks have a better record this year than the Golden State Warriors, I think. Yeah, I think that's what I remember from the other day. So I'm going to say, where are they playing? Oh, they're playing in San Francisco. Okay, I'm going to go with the Golden State Warriors for the win, because they're going to win at home. So Golden State Warriors for the win.
All right, Golden State Warriors. In game number 9, the Atlanta Hawks are playing the Denver Nuggets in Denver.
Okay. Well, Denver's still number 1 in the division so far. So I'm going to go with the Denver Nuggets to beat the Atlanta Hawks. I'm going to go with the Denver Nuggets for the win.
All right, Denver Nuggets for the win. And that's it for Saturday's game. Now there's Sunday.
Okay.
There's 6 games on Sunday. Game number 1, the Orlando Magic is playing the Charlotte Hornets in Charlotte.
Orlando Magic, didn't they just play Saturday night? Or did they just play Friday? What night was that they played? And
They played 2 days ago. They played
Thursday night. Friday night.
Orlando, where did they play? Wait, what did I say?
Orlando Magic.
And the Charlotte Hornets. Okay, so the Magic played, they played today, and they played on Wednesday. So they played on Wednesday, and they played today. And then they play on Sunday.
Wait a minute. They either played Thursday and played Sunday. Because Thursday is the only other games we were talking about. So Thursday and Friday, Saturday, and now we're doing Sunday. So they played either Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. The Orlando Magic. They played against. Who did they play against? I don't remember who they played. Orlando Magic. Orlando, Florida. So, and who are they playing this time?
We're talking about Sunday's game. They play the Charlotte Hornets. They played on Wednesday, Greg.
Wednesday?
Unless the NBA website is wrong, they played on Wednesday.
Oh, okay, because we haven't been talking
I trust the NBA better than I trust your memory.
Yeah, but I'm saying we only did Thursday's game, Friday's game, Saturday's game, and now we're doing Sunday's game. So I don't know anything about Wednesday. because we started picking the games as of Thursday. So that's what I'm saying. Orlando plays either Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and now they're playing again on Sunday. So
Okay.
So that's what I'm looking at. So I know they played sometime this week.
But you're wrong.
What?
They played on Wednesday. I said you're wrong. They played on Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I didn't hear them playing any time this week there. Okay. So Orlando's playing who? Who are they playing?
Maybe you saw it on, you heard it on TV or something. They're playing.
No.
They're playing. Well, I mean, like I said, I'm looking at the NBA website, and so if you don't believe the NBA website, you just believe your own brain. You can go with that. On Sunday, they play the Charlotte Hornets.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say the Charlotte Hornets are going to beat the Orlando Magic because the Charlotte Hornets have a better record than the Orlando Magic. And we'll probably have to go over all of the records on Monday when we go over all of the teams to see who's moved up in the standings. So I'll know better who to pick. All right. So Charlotte Hornets for the win. I think I picked Charlotte. Yeah. I'm thinking they have a better
All right. Game number two on Sunday, the Cleveland Cavaliers play the Indiana Pacers.
Yeah. I'm thinking Cleveland will beat Indiana. Well, that's three games for Indiana. Thursday. All right. So I'm going to take the Cleveland Cavaliers for the win over Indiana Pacers.
Game number three, Philadelphia 76ers play the New York Knicks.
Okay. I think the 76ers have a better record than the New York Knicks. So I'm taking the 76ers for the win.
All right. Game number four. The Toronto Raptors are playing the Memphis Grizzlies.
Toronto Raptors are playing the Memphis Grizzlies. I thought Toronto played the Memphis already. Huh. Okay. I'm going to take Memphis for the win. Memphis has a better record than the Toronto Raptors. So I'm going to take Memphis for the win.
All right. Memphis for the win. Game number five, the Sacramento Kings are playing the New Orleans Pelicans.
Okay. Neither one of those were in the top 10, so I'm going to have to take a guess on that. Where are they playing, in Sacramento or in Louisiana? In New Orleans.
In New Orleans.
Okay, I'm going to take the Pelicans for the win over the Sacramento Kings.
Okay, the Pelicans for the win. Game number six, the Denver Nuggets are playing the Minnesota Timberwolves.
I'm going to take the Denver Nuggets because they got the best record in the NBA in the West. So I don't think that the Timberwolves will beat the Denver Nuggets. I'm taking the Denver Nuggets for the win.
All right. And game number, oh, that's it. That's it on Sunday. Six games on Sunday.
Okay. So that's the end of G Money Sports Report for the NBA basketball season. The first week that we've been picking games and following the NBA. So Monday, we'll go over the winners of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday's games, and we can go over the breakdown for the top 10 teams in the East and the top 10 teams in the West. So we'll have a better understanding of what the record is for the NBA. All right. Well, it's time for us to take a commercial break. So we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
You know, when I came home from college, my baby brother, Big Nasty, he was 12 years old, and he decided he wanted to play baseball. So he had signed up at Del Amo Park to play baseball. And I went out to watch him play his first game because his big brother was a baseball fanatic. You know, I really was. I had planned to go pro and everything. So when I came home from college, I was looking forward to my brother playing baseball. And he went out, and he had his team all together, and everybody was there. And I was sitting in the bleachers getting ready for the game to start. And then the umpire said that they couldn't play the game. And I couldn't understand why. So I asked my brother, I said, what's going on?
Thank you.
had gone to this club in Long Beach, and I took my pictures that night, and I went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me. And they were like, "What's up, baby? What you doing?" And I said, "I'm waiting on the bus. Unfortunately, my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning." And they said, "Why don't you come with us? We got a house not too far from here, and you can keep us company till 6 o'clock in the morning." And I said, "Oh, well, that sounds kind of interesting." And one of the girls said, "Well, I got some weed." And the other girl said, "And I got some cognac." And I said, "Oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay."
This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
You just got Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. All right. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. and I have a joke for you. We had the boot camp. The military boot camp was going on, and the soldiers had come from a 5-mile hike with full backpacks. And when they came back to the camp, they had to go to the shooting range and shoot their weapon and get so many shots in at the target at the shooting range. And then they had to go to the agility section where they had to crawl on the ground and keep low so that they could crawl under live ammo that was being shot at. And then after they finished that, they had to climb a 10-foot brick wall to get over the wall to the other side. And after they finished that, then they took a lunch break because it was noontime, and they lined up at the mess hall to get their lunch. And for lunch, they had soup. So after they finished their soup, they turned in their bowl to the soldiers in the kitchen that were doing KP. That means they were the kitchen police. And they were doing the cleanup crew for the soldiers that had just finished eating. And they washed the pot and the dishes. And then they were carrying a 50-gallon pot out the back door. And they ran into a colonel coming in the back door. And the colonel told one of the soldiers, go get a spoon. And the soldier went and got a spoon and came back and gave it to the colonel. And then the colonel took the spoon and dipped it in the liquid and put it in his mouth. And he spit it out. And he said, oh, this is awful. This is the worst tasting soup I've ever had. What do you call this soup, soldiers? And the two soldiers that were carrying the pot, they said together, it's dishwater, sir. I'm G Money. That was so funny. I moved the crowd. I made them laugh out loud. There was a scorpion and a turtle on the side of the river, and the scorpion was trying to figure out how he was going to get to the other side of the river. And then he asked the turtle if he could ride on the turtle's back, because he knew the turtle could swim across the river. And the turtle said, no, I'm not putting you on my back, because you're a scorpion and you're going to stick me. And the scorpion said, no, I won't sting you, I promise, if you give me a ride. And the turtle said, okay, if you promise not to sting me, I'll give you a ride. So get on top of my shell, and we'll go across the river. So the turtle went into the water and was swimming across the river. And halfway across, the scorpion stung him. And he said, hey, he said, you weren't going to sting me. He said, I'm sorry, but that's just my nature. I can't help myself. I'm G-Money, the pimp guy. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, there were two mosquitoes that were flying over a celebrity party. And Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis were drinking at the party. And Dean Martin was getting drunk. And the mosquito saw Dean, and he said to the other mosquito, he said, let's go down and bite Dean. And one of the mosquitoes said, no, you go bite him, because I'm flying, and I can't drink and fly, just like you can't drink and drive. I'm G Money. I'm the pimp coming, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, let's see. I have another joke that I can tell you real quick. There was a man that went into the bar, and he was upset, and he went to the bartender, and he told him, I want a double shot of something strong. And the bartender said, well, I can give you a double shot of whiskey, or I can give you a double shot of vodka. And the man said, give me a double shot of vodka on the rocks. And the bartender said, okay. And he picked the double shot of vodka on the rocks and gave it to the man. And the man sipped it. Then he sipped it again. And then he just turned and drank the rest of the drink. And he's like, all right, give me another double shot. Fix me up again. And the bartender said, okay. And he fixed him the drink, and he put it in front of him. And he asked him, he said, why are you upset? What's going on in your life that you're mad about? And the man said, I caught my wife in bed with my best friend. And the bartender said, whoa, that's serious. So what did you do with your wife? And he said, I put my fingers in her face, and I told her to get out of bed, get dressed, pack all of her stuff, and get out of my house. I don't want to see her anymore in life. So she can go, and I don't care where she goes. And the bartender said, whoa, that's really serious. Okay, so what did you do with your best friend? He said, I put my finger in his face, and I looked him square in the eyes, and I said, bad dog. I'm G-Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Okay. Well, can we get a time check, DJ? What time is it?
It is 4:02, so I think it's time to play the story.
Okay, sounds good. Ladies and gentlemen, sit down, put your feet up, put your head back and relax, and get something to drink and some peanuts or some popcorn to munch on while you listen to this story. It's a story that I wrote for your listening pleasure. So enjoy this story. It should be entertaining. It should be educational. And it should definitely be amusing. It's a story from my life history. So DJ Papa D, play the story that I recorded for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. But we also had low riders on our school campus, and we had a car show. And we had like 8 Vegas. They were the Vega riders. And all the Vegas were primed and beautifully painted, had 20-inch rims on the car with the rims and the tires. And they were beautiful. And like I said, it was like 8 of them. And then we had some guys in Volkswagens. We had like 4 Volkswagens with 20-inch rims that had tires and rims on the cars, and they were painted real nice. And one guy even had some lights on the inside of his car, like some lamps on the inside of his car. And then we had 2 Impalas. Biggie had one That's Brian Van Loo. He had an Impala that was sharp. Oh, man, it was painted real nice. And he had 20-inch rims on the car, and it was sitting low to the ground, and it was nice. And then we had a couple of Mustangs. We had a guy that had a Mach 1 Mustang, a 67 Mach 1, and it was had rims on it, and it was lime green, and it was beautiful. And he drove that around with pride. I mean, his Mustang was real nice. And then we had some white boys that had some motorcycles, and oh man, they had dirt bikes. They had 250 Honda XL 250, and one guy had a Suzuki, and one guy had a Kawasaki, and they were big bikes. They were 250, 350, 500 bikes, and they rode those bikes to school, and when they dressed them up for the car show, oh, man, they had cleaned them up, and they had the wires and everything all cleaned on the motorcycles, and they had the wires, gold-trimmed wires or silver-trimmed wires. Everything was beautiful. The white boys had motorcycles, and then they had a couple of 4x4 trucks like Toyotas or Ford trucks that were 4x4s, they were sitting off to the ground, real high in the air, and a couple of the white boys had racers where they had big tires on the back end of their car, and they had the back end lifted up in the air. The front end was on the ground because they had little tiny tires on the front of the car. But the back of the car, they had big tires, real big fat tires, for them to race down the street on their cars. So all of the white boys had racing cars, and all the black guys had lowriders. It was really interesting to know that that's how we distinguish the cars. And when I went to college, I had my 65 Mustang that I had low ride, and it was 6 inches off the ground. I had 20s on my car. I had rims. I had wires on my car. And my car looked really good. But when I got to Northern California, I wanted to find out where all the low riders were. And what I found out was that there were no black low riders in Northern California. All
hey,
of the lowriders were the Mexicans.
What year was this?
They were Mexicans.
Greg, what year was this when you had your Mustang? What year was this when you had your Mustang on 20?
It was 80. I got my Mustang in 1980. So it was 80 through 84 that I rode with my Mustang on 20. And my Mustang was beautiful.
Wires?
Yeah, 20-inch tires with wires on my car. $200 per tire rims were on my car. My
so
car was beautiful.
Inch tires, not 20-inch rims.
No, the 20-inch rims went with the tires on the car. They were 20s. So, yeah, so they were 20s on the car.
But they weren't the 20-inch rims like nowadays, right? They were not the 20-inch rims like nowadays.
Yeah, well, now they got spinners on the cars, and that's what they use as being fancy. For the cars to be chromed out, they have chrome rims that are spinners, but mine just had wires, and Dayton wires was what they were called back in the day, and I had Dayton wires with a whole bunch of wires going different directions on the tire,
and my car was painted gold. It was Starburst orange. It was a gold with an orange tint. And my windows were tinted. Yeah, and I had truck lights that they have the big orange lights on the big 18-wheelers. I had two truck lights under each wheel. And I had painted my wheel wells white. So I had the truck lights screwed in to the wheel wells. And I could turn the lights on, and at night it looked like I had fire coming out of my tires. Everybody was real impressed with my wires and my tires looking like they had fire coming from under them. It was really nice. And I had air shocks on my car so I could lift the back of my car up if I wanted to be a racer, or I could let the air out and sit my car back down in the back if I wanted to be a low rider.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Big bang, take metal bags. Big bang, take metal bags.
fucking laugh. No, you don't get me money. This is mine. The money man. I'm the money man. I'm the money man. Yeah, I got the money.
Big bank track metal bank. 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 Big bank track metal bank.
I'm G Money from Bill County. And if you didn't know,
the money man, I'm the money man, I'm the money man. Yeah, I got the money.
Big bank track metal bank. Big bank track metal bank. Big bank track metal bank. Big bank track metal bank.
Everybody around the world, G's Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G's Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to talk about basketball. It's basketball season, and it's time to follow G Money's picks on the basketball, the NBA, the WNBA, and college basketball. I'm going to see if I can pick a winner. So if you follow G Money Sports Report, you will be able to find out who's winning in the basketball game throughout the basketball season. So follow G Money and see if you can pick a winner, because I'm going to be in it to win it.
You're
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Well, I think the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to end Friday's radio show and prepare for the weekend. We got a lot of basketball games playing this weekend. So the NBA is all over the place, playing Friday, playing Saturday, and playing Sunday games. And we'll be back on the air talking about the winners of the games on Monday when I do the financial report, the sports report on Monday. And we want to say, D-A-G Sports is a contributing factor to the sports report. So thank you, everybody. Now it's time for me to celebrate the birthday wishes for the month of February. This is Black History Month, and we need to give praise to everybody that's celebrating their birthday in the great month of February. So today is February 3rd. So DJ Papa G, do we have some birthdays we can acknowledge for today's radio show?
Yes, we do. We have a few birthdays today. So, play some music.
On my birthday cake, we're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right. Now, here are the birthdays for today. February 3rd, 2023. Happy birthday to Vivian Pearson. Happy birthday to Arnita Douglas. Happy birthday to Patrick Moran. Happy birthday to Sylvia Davis. Happy birthday, Christina Gamble. Happy birthday to Terrell Lynn Hawkins. Happy birthday to Tabitha Danielle something. Happy birthday to Kimberly Simmons, and last but not least, happy birthday to Mr. Derek A. Miller. And that's it. So I just want to wish happy birthday to everyone celebrating their birthday today on February 3rd, 2023. Happy Black History Month.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday in Black History Month, February 2023. So today is February 3rd. It's the third day of the month of February, and we should have some stories later on in the month of some black people and the contributions they've made to black history in the United States. So be looking forward to hearing some interesting stories about black America as they contributed to the development of black America, or the development of the United States of America. All right. Well, for everybody that's celebrating their birthday today, I'm hoping that God blesses you with grace and gives you long life and gives you a happy life and make your family life pleasant so that you can enjoy life everlasting on this planet. So, without further ado, I want to sing you a birthday song. And it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. 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 May you have many, many more. Happy birthday to you. And may you have a happy day today and a better day tomorrow. And may God bless you with everlasting grace for your birthday. And may you have celebrations with your family and your friends as we celebrate your birthday today, February 3rd, 2023. All right. And without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.